Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh. Let's take a quick look at the big headlines this Monday. Naomi Osaka defeated Serena Williams in the women's final to become 2018 US Open champion, while Novak Djokovic won the men's final against Juan Martin Del Potro to win his third US Open title. Naomi Osaka defeated Serena Williams 6-2, 6-4 in the final on Saturday. Osaka broke Williams' serve twice in the first set to take it to 6-2. There was some acrimony between umpire Carlos Ramos and Serena Williams that overshadowed Osaka's first US Open title win. Williams received a warning during the second game for receiving coaching, a charge she denied. "I don't cheat to win, I'd rather lose," said Williams. Osaka then broke her serve after Serena backhand hit the net. Williams then smashed her racket on the court. A second court violation came with a point penalty to start the next game that angered the six-time champion. She said, and I quote, "I didn't get coaching, I haven't cheated in my life, I stand for what's right," unquote. Osaka again broke her serve to take a 4-3 lead, and Williams continued to argue with the umpire, who docked her a game for a third violation. That saw Osaka go up 5-3. She held her serve to close the set 6-4 and win her first US Open title. Serena Williams was fined $17,000 by the US Tennis Association following her outburst during the final. The star player was fined for coaching, racket abuse, and for verbal abuse when she accused umpire Carlos Ramos of being a thief. Williams was livid at the coaching violation, but her coach, Patrick Mouratoglou, admitted he was coaching her when he moved his hands. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic won his third US Open title in straight sets against Juan Martin Del Potro. Djokovic won 6-3, 7-6, 6-3. He's now level with Pete Sampras's mark of 14 Grand Slam titles. He's 3 Grand Slams behind Rafael Nadal and 6 behind Roger Federer, who holds the record with 20 Grand Slam wins. Djokovic also won at Wimbledon this year. He broke Del Potro's serve in the first set to win it 6-3. It was only the second set that the Argentine had lost in the entire tournament. On the other hand, Djokovic had not lost a set since the second round. He took a 3-1 lead in the second set, but Del Potro broke back to level the set 3-3. The eighth game of the set stretched for 20 minutes, but Djokovic managed to hold serve. He finally won the set 7-6 after 95 minutes. Djokovic again took a 3-1 lead in the third set, and Del Potro again made it 3-3. Djokovic then won a stunning 24-short rally to break Del Potro's serve and take a 5-3 lead. He held the serve to take the set 6-3 and won his third US Open title in his eighth final here. Triple jumper Arpinder Singh won a bronze medal at the IAAF Continental Cup with a 16.59-meter jump. He's the first Indian to win a medal at the IAAF Continental Cup. The 25-year-old was representing the Asia-Pacific team in the cup that is held once every 4 years. Arpinder, who bagged a gold at the Asian Games last month, cleared 16.59 meters in his first jump to qualify for the semi-finals. He cleared only 16.33 meters in his next attempt and missed out on the two-man final jump. This meant he finished with a bronze. Kristen Taylor of USA took the gold with a 17.59-meter jump, while Hugh-Fabrice Zango of Burkina Faso took the silver with a 17.02-meter jump. Meanwhile, the reigning Commonwealth Games and Asian Games champion in javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra, finished 6th in men's javelin throw event. His best effort was an 80.24-meter throw. In most other competitions this season, Chopra has been consistently throwing above 85 meters. At the Asian Games last month, he took the gold with an 88.06-meter throw. Reigning Olympic champion Thomas Roller of Germany took the gold with an 87.07-meter throw, while Chao Tsun Cheng took silver with an 81.81-meter throw. A cricket update now, and Alastair Cook finished the third day of the fifth test against India unbeaten on 46 runs. Cook had scored 71 in the first innings. He's set to retire after the fifth test. Led by Cook's steady 46, England reached a score of 114 for the loss of 2 wickets in their second innings. Heading into day 4, England have a healthy lead of 154 runs. Cook's partner, Joe Root, the England skipper, was not out on 29. Earlier, England bundled out India for 292 runs. India had started the day at 174 for 6, but Hanuma Vihari, who scored a half-century on his test debut, and Ravindra Jadeja, who scored 86, fought back to reduce England's lead to 40 runs. Vihari and Jadeja added 77 runs in their partnership. Mohammad Shami took the wicket of opener Keaton Jennings in the second innings, while Jadeja claimed the wicket of Moeen Ali. In addition to the 86 runs, Jadeja now has 5 wickets in this test match. Meanwhile, the Committee of Administrators is likely to have a word with Chief Coach of the Indian team, Ravi Shastri. The discussion is expected to be around India's below-par performance in England. India are behind 1-3 in the five-match test series. They also lost the ODI series 1-2 and won the T20 series 2-1. A senior BCCI official told PTI, and I quote, "There is a COA meeting in Mumbai on the 11th of September. While the main discussion will be on implementation of new constitution, the performance of England series will certainly come up for discussion," unquote. There is a convention of team managers submitting reports after every series, home and away, but usually the coach does not submit a report. Following Greg Chappell's departure, no Indian coach has submitted a performance review report in writing to the BCCI after foreign series.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.